I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. Mary Jane Patterson was a pioneer in education and was the first Black woman to receive a degree from a four-year accredited college in the United States. Although Patterson is not a well-known figure, she is an important woman in history because she blazed a trail for other Black female educators. Mary Jane Patterson was born on September 12, 1840, in pre-Civil War North Carolina. She was the daughter of Henry Patterson, an escaped slave, and Emmeline Patterson. When the Fugitive Slave Act was passed in 1850, it virtually encouraged the kidnapping and selling of free Blacks into slavery. So the family moved north and settled in Oberlin, Ohio, where her father prospered as a mason. Her older brother also became a mason. Mary Jane and her three younger siblings attended Oberlin College, the first co-educational college in America and the first to admit African Americans as students. There, she and her siblings studied to become teachers. When Patterson received her degree from Oberlin in 1862, she became the first African American woman to graduate from college in the United States. Patterson taught school in Philadelphia until 1869. When she and one of her sisters were appointed to teach in the Black school system in Washington, D.C., which was renowned for the excellence of education that it offered. 2 years after she arrived, Patterson was appointed principal of Washington Colored High School, the city's only high school for African Americans and one of the premier schools for African Americans in the country. She served 1 year as principal and was replaced by Richard T. Greener, who was Harvard University's first Black graduate. He stayed only 1 year, and in 1873, Patterson was reinstated as principal, a post she would hold for 11 more years. The school flourished under her leadership. Enrollment grew from less than 50 to 172 students. High school commencements were started, and a teacher training department was added to the school. Patterson's commitment to thoroughness as well as her forceful and vivacious personality helped her establish the school's strong intellectual standards. But in 1884, the school board again decided to replace her as principal with a man. She stayed at the school as a teacher for the rest of her life, never marrying and continuing to dedicate herself to educating the descendants of ex-slaves. Months before her death, she worked with a colleague, Mary Church Terrell, to incorporate the Colored Women's League of Washington, D.C., which later became the National Association for Colored Women. The group focused on kindergarten teacher training, rescue work, and classes for industrial schools and homemaking. Patterson was also a humanitarian and was active in many organizations. She devoted her time and money to Black institutions in Washington. It was said that she worked tirelessly to sustain the Home for the Aged and Infirm Colored People and other kindred organizations in the D.C. area. Patterson died at her home in Washington on September 24, 1894, at the age of 54. She is known as a pioneer in Black education by paving the way for other Black female educators. Join me next week and every week on this station, on our Facebook page, and on Instagram as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.